And now this is that dictation for Barbara Smith, SMITH, September 1452. Address as a letter, Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, teleconference, Mrs. Smith, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. She has a diagnosis of lupus, followed with Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S. They propose to use Plaquenil, patient, however, concerned about the side effects. She also has positive Coombs antibody. There has been abnormalities on platelets and hemoglobin. Complaining of edema, despite salt fluid restriction, without cellulitis, ulcers, or bleeding. Says to be losing weight, appetite fair to good, no reported vomiting, diarrhea, excuse me, no reported frequent nausea, but no vomiting, no abdominal pain, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, diffuse body pain, tinnitus, glucose has been running low overnight. She has decreased the dose and taking a snack. Other review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Demadex, Coric for blood pressure treatment. Does not take clonidine. She ran out of oxybutynin. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from May, creatinine of 2 for a GFR of 25, stage 4. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. They did not do electrolyte or CBC. Previously, hemoglobin 11 with normal white blood cell, normal platelets. Sedimentation rate elevated, 86. Prior sodium potassium acid base normal. Does have low albumin and the liver and function test not elevated. Does have normal B12 folic acid. Low ferritin at 92, low iron saturation 18. She did tested positive for antinuclear antibodies with a titer of 1 out of 1280. She was also positive for SSA, that goes with Sjogren's. Other testing in that group were negative. The Coombs test was also positive. Negative lupus anticoagulant, negative anticardiolipin antibodies. High C-reactive protein 9.9. For the lab, less than 8 being normal. ANCA vasculitis negative. Hepatitis B and C negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, diabetic nephropathy, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, long-standing diabetes and diabetic nephropathy. Next number, chronic lower extremity edema, multifactorial, including body size of the patient, advanced renal failure. Next number, prior left-sided hydronephrosis in relation to kidney stones with complications of E. coli sepsis and pyelonephritis resolved. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, diastolic congestive heart failure. Next number, diagnosis of lupus to follow with rheumatology. They need to discuss alternatives. I cannot make a diagnosis of lupus nephritis without a biopsy. Kidney function, however, has been stable over time. Next number, prior platelet abnormalities presently stable. Next number, positive Coombs test, hemoglobin, however, is stable, some degree of iron deficiency and advanced renal failure. She is a Jehovah's Witness, so normally she does not require any kind of blood products. She is exploring if hemoglobin drops, they might be able to use immunoglobulin as a way to minimize blood transfusion. Is her understanding that the contamination with cells is very small, and she's willing to proceed if that's indicated. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, continuous CPAP machine. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, continue chemistry on a regular basis. End of dictation.